and WIBA, and Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by The Bruce Company. And joining us this morning is Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Lisa, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't. You know, it's a nice, I got to look at the forecast. We've got finally got some rain coming, and we're going to talk about what's been going on in our gardens and stuff over the weekend. As we mentioned, it's been dry, so we'll get some details from you on that. We'll talk also about what we can be putting out right now. And of course, if you're seeing some damage from any of those critters, what can be done? It's a prime opportunity as well right now to give us a call, get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Telephone number right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Their telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Or stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company at 2830 Parmenter Street. Or again, right now, great chance to get you on the air with Lisa Briggs at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Lisa, I know we've got a chance for rain each day this week, but I did notice the ground is rock hard and dry, isn't it?
It is pretty dry.
Yeah.
And I think that if we've heard from a lot of folks that things are coming up and they're worried about those things. What if we get a cold snap? What's going to happen to them? But what we really need to do right now is water those things, especially if you've got your spring bulbs are emerging, like tulips and daffs and hyacinths and that sort of thing. Get the sprinkler out. I got my hose out yesterday, so get some water on those things for sure.
And that's important too. And I know there's, as I mentioned, we've had a pretty dry run here, and there's a chance for rain. But I know in the past
today is not much. It's like 15%.
Yeah, and that's
a little better tomorrow.
Is that too, of making sure that you're getting them plenty of water, as it seems like, especially when the ground gets kind of dry like this, that the kind of rain that I'm seeing in the next day or two isn't really going to penetrate all that much right down into the soil, and it may just kind of sit there and run off.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. I think I was digging around this weekend and things are pretty well thawed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not seeing a lot of places, and it's not that hard. It's not like, you know, like July and August and it hasn't rained in weeks kind of hard. But I think certainly if you do a slow, steady watering, you're going to get some fair absorption from the soil, but they do need some water. So, whatever the way you want to do that, if you want to stand over them with your hose and a sprayer, if you want to get your sprinkler out, if you want to get a watering can out, I'd say that would be a really good thing to do and all of that stuff that's coming up.
And I know you mentioned last week, and I really started to notice it as well this week, the lawns are just popping green right now.
They are. So it's a little, I should check with Gail, but I don't know. We've got some warm temps. We've had some warm temps. We're starting to accumulate growing degree days. So I think you could get your crabgrass preventer down. So if you're using the STEP program from Scotts, it's time to put down the step one. Or if you want to go the more organic route, you can certainly use one of the sort of corn gluten products. Those will, since they have a pre-emergent, they will prevent crabgrass seed that's in the soil from sprouting. The only thing you can't use those products for is if you're reseeding, because of course it will stop any seeds from germinating. It's not selective. So if you are wanting to overseed your yard, and you could certainly be doing that now, then you want to use a fertilizer for seeded ingress, so for really young plants.
321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company, love to get you on the air. Of course, this is Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by The Bruce Company. Online, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Their telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Or the best thing to do, stop on in and say hello right at the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. I know I saw over the weekend, I I caught on your website, a truck being unloaded, a bunch of trees, and kind of a view of inside the trailer. A lot of stuff coming in, and I know a lot of folks are real anxious to get some stuff in the ground and want to get things out of the house. What are those things that we're going to be putting out right now?
Well, certainly things that are coming in now, which we had two trucks, actually, of trees and shrubs last week, and that will start to accelerate as we get closer to sort of mid-April to end of April is when it gets really crazy around here. Lori will start having perennials delivered. We've got a good selection of cool weather annuals, but that will also start opening up to some of the other warm weather things. We'll get the greenhouse cleaned out and get stuff in the greenhouse. But so as far as trees and shrubs are concerned, you can plant those. The things that are coming in now certainly are from Ohio and the Minneapolis area. So they're certainly acclimated to this climate. They were grown outside, so there's no worries on that kind of thing. As we start to get more things in, if we get colder temps, there will be some things that we will cover. But once we start building stuff outside, we don't have any place else to go with plants. So they sort of have to sink or swim.
Yeah, exactly. And I saw you mentioned whether it's Ohio and Minnesota, magnolias, Japanese mm-hmm. maples, a whole bunch of bunch.
But that stuff was all pretty tightly budded. I mean, I think that I was driving to work today and I saw a star magnolia where the scales had come off and the buds were white. And I bet by the end of the day, those are flowering. The stars that we got in last week from Ohio, they were starting to open. I wasn't here this weekend, but I bet they're fully open now.
Very, very nice to see. Talking this morning with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. If you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Don joins us. Don, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Good morning, Lisa. The pastor gave everybody flowers that was sitting on the platform yesterday. And I know it's a mom, but there's no little sticker in there on how to take care of it. And I want to keep it alive at least a couple months because I know the pastor will ask, who killed the plant yet? And I don't want to raise my hand.
So you got so that's probably a florist mom if it was an Easter mom. So for florist moms, you want to give them a sunny spot, so good light. I would say you want to let it dry slightly between waterings. A lot of times when you get florist plants, they have those foil, sort of decorative foil on them. Make sure that that has a hole in it at the base, like take a knife and make a tear or something.
Okay.
Because water will sit in that foil, and that's probably the number one killer of Easter plants. People get them in, and they water them, and they never dry out because the water sits in that foil. So make sure you put a hole in that and then put it on a saucer. And it can be outside if you want to put it on your front porch or something. You know, if the night temperatures are going to get much below, say, 47 or 48, you'd want to bring it in for the night. Those plants, though, are not necessarily hardy. There are a few Easter plants that you could plant in your garden and expect them to come back. A lot of those florist kind of Easter plants or things that we get for Mother's Day are not hardy. So enjoy it while it's flowering. And then when it's done, it's probably done.
Great question, Don. Thank you for the call. We go now to Jeanette. Jeanette, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Hi. I have these vines that are growing underneath the ground, and I Googled them. I think there's some sort of like a raspberry vine.
Okay.
You know what raspberry rubus glaucus or something? Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like all over the place now. My nephew has them in his yard. We have them.
So are they? Do they grow up tall and they're sort of?
No.
And they have. Okay, so they're low on the ground.
Trailing, yeah, like low on the ground. Yeah, and when you dig them up, they're actually a vine under the surface.
Okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I am not off the top of my head, but you know what? I can do some looking up, and then I can answer the question next week if you want to. hang on if you want to listen next week, or you can email a photo to our plant desk, and we'd be happy to look at photos. It's hard to ID stuff based on conversations. So the email address is plantdesk@brucecompany.com. And then we'll take a look at it. We can answer you, and then we'll give an answer to, you know, we'll do the answer next week on the radio as well.
We'll share it with the class.
We're surrounded by woods, and we actually have them like on the edge of our woods too, growing.
Snap a photo and email it to the plant desk, and we'll take a look at it. We'll answer you as soon as we get the photo, and then Sean, if you can help me remember, we'll talk about it again next week.
I don't know if you can count on me, Lisa. No, I will take note.
Jeanette, write myself a big note. Yeah.
Jeanette, great question this morning. I'll be curious to see what that comes up with. And there are, it's interesting. As soon as Jeanette called in, I started thinking, Creeping Charlie, we're going to start getting those calls any day now, which it doesn't sound like that's what she's got going on, but that seems to be every spring. That seems to be a pretty significant part of our conversation.
Yeah, that and Violet
yes.
are the big ones, the big spring, you know, something's escaping and it's all over my lawn kind of question. So.
I like the look of violets in the grass, by the way. It doesn't bother me as much. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
I don't know. I don't have much lawn, so I'm not too worried about it. If it's green in that patch, I'm sort of grateful.
That's good. Yeah, it works. She is Lisa Briggs. Of course, she comes to us from the Bruce Company. If you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's all one word, brucecompany.com. Of course, on Facebook and social media, the Bruce Company, their telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Or stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. Again, located right at 2830 Parmenter Street. Got time for your call. Love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa and you next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues here on 1310 WIBA. WIBA, Madison in the morning, and Everyday Outdoor Living is brought to you by the Bruce Company. The website at brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, the Bruce Company. They're right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's the Middleton Garden Center for the Bruce Company. And of course, their telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Or if you have a question for Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company, we would love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. I was watching, I've got the security camera at the front door of the house, and I love watching on a Monday morning my son so enthusiastically jumping out the front door of the house, skipping down the stairs and across the driveway, and I thought, I miss having that enthusiasm. Like, most of us are just dragging our keisters on Monday morning, but the kiddos, they're ready and excited for a new day. And that's a great thing, too, as we talk about spring. And I know a lot of gardeners are feeling that. They've got that little spring in their step right now. This is a really exciting time to be spending time and getting prepared for your outdoor living and those type of things. One thing that can put a damper on your excitement and enthusiasm are those vermin, those little bunnies, as cute as they are, they can do quite a bit of damage, can't they?
They can, but before we talk about that, yes. Lori and I were doing some Googling. There is a creeping raspberry, not invasive, but thuggish, aggressive. So I'm looking forward to seeing those photos from Jeanette. Lori thinks it's on the DNR watch list.
Ooh.
So we will, when we get the photos from Jeanette, we'll take a look and then we'll see what actually she has. So Jeanette, it looks like if this is what you have, it's got raspberry like leaves and it's really close to the ground. It does have a little fruit. I would say probably something like, weed beater or Roundup would take care of it. You'd want to be careful not to get the spray on anything else. It'll be hard to dig out because it does have an underground root system. So you'd probably leave, if you pulled it, you'd probably leave pieces kind of like you do with Creeping Charlie. So, but we'll watch for the photos. We'll get more definitive information, and we can get her a better answer.
As they
say, bunny rabbit.
Yes.
So yeah, they were really busy over the winter. They did a lot of damage in my yard, and we saw a lot of them just randomly hopping around everywhere. So go and take a look. They're still going to be feeding on any ornamentals that are coming up because they're hungry. And there's not a lot else going around, and there are gobs of them. So I would be sure that if you have signs of rabbit damage in your yard, and it's pretty easy to tell, they will strip bark off of stems, and you'll see it'll be up kind of high, maybe 2 feet, 18 inches to 2 feet they can reach, and the bark will be gone. They also do pretty heavy feeding on a lot of woody plants, and what you'll look is it will look like you had pruned your plants last year to the ground, but you forgot that you had pruned them. So it's a really straight, even, sharp cut. It doesn't look mashed or any way. It looks like somebody took a pruners. And then they will be feeding on anything that is green. So if you had rabbit damage and you have stuff coming up, I would get some
stinky spray.
Brain freeze this morning. Yes, yes. You want to get a repellent. I have found that granulars work better for rodents, but if you've got a spray on hand, I would get that out. So there are lots of things on the market, things like Repelzol, or there are predator urines out. I've been using fox urine in my yard, and it seems to have halted the damage. We're applying it, you know, every week or 10 days, depending on what the weather does. If it's wet, you'll want to reapply.
Really good guidance this morning for keeping those bunnies away from your greenery, because, of course, you work hard to get that stuff going, and, of course, you want to protect it. Talking, of course, with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Mike checks in this morning. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Yeah, Lisa, how do you reseed after you had cinch bug? Do you need to rotor till or just whatever?
You know, I don't know. I'm not a lawn person. But
well,
I can
answer.
Get the answer and we did have cinch bug last year. Big, way more than we usually have. Turns the grass kind of a weird, like, gray color. And you know that it's cinch bug because it happens later in the season. It's not something that you see in the early spring. But I don't know off the top of my head what the treatment is. So, Mike, can you send me an email, and then I'll get the answer from Gail?
Yeah, otherwise I'll just call up there then. That's
yeah, okay. or email the plant desk.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
Boy,
very much.
You're very welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't answer the question on the air.
Yeah, cinch bugs are not. They kind of look like. Am I? Do they kind of look like a borer almost that live under your grass, or what are they? Just eat your grass, or what are those?
They're underneath, and they sort of gnaw on the roots.
Oh, that's.
But it's something that happens. Like I said, it doesn't. It's not a spring thing or an early spring thing. Those are usually. Winter fungal diseases. Mm-hmm. So it's something that you start to see active in the summertime. But I would guess off the top of my head that you would treat it with like the granular insecticides. But as far as whether or not you have to rototill before you reseed, I do not know the answer to that. So, but I'll find out. And we can answer that on the air. Boy, it's like, what, only 1 for 3 this week?
You know what that means, though, Lisa? We've got our show planned out for next week, all right?
That does mean we have the show planned out for next week. And it means I'm learning something new. So next time somebody asks a cinch bug question, I'll know the answers. So that's always a good thing.
Exciting
stuff. But yeah, if Mike emails us or calls us, we'll get answers for him. And then we'll also have it on air next week.
And you can learn more about the Bruce Company on the website, brucecompany.com. That telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Or stop on in and say hello. They'd love to see you right at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. You enjoy the day.
Yeah, and I have something new to learn today. Yeah. So that's good.
And an exciting day ahead. Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Sam from Troll Bites, he comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.